Good afternoon. This is Mandy Bellings with KSOM News. One person was injured in a single vehicle accident in Ottoman County this morning. The Ottoman County Sheriff's Office says 16-year-old Joanna Camden of Exira, a passenger, was taken by private vehicle to the Ottoman County Memorial Hospital. Authorities say it happened at around 7 a.m. 19-year-old Benjamin Dale Dressler of Oneida was driving northbound on Quail Avenue near 250th Street. According to the Ottoman County Sheriff's Office, Dressler was speeding and the vehicle began to fishtail and slid sideways into the ditch, coming to rest on its side. The 1999 Ford Ranger was pushed back upright and left the scene before law enforcement arrived. Dressler was cited for failure to maintain control. A Lewis woman was arrested for OWI, first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. The Cass County Sheriff's Office arrested 62-year-old Eileen Margaret Rhodes on Tuesday and transported her to the Cass County Jail, where she was released later that day on her own recognizance. The Atlantic Police Department arrested 20-year-old Timothy Allen Brown of Grant for disorderly conduct and simple assault today. He was transported to the Cass County Jail, where he was booked in. According to the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office, Gary Clark Jr. of Elliott reported a stolen dirt bike from his residence at 101 First Street in Elliott. The reported theft occurred sometime between Tuesday evening and 6:46 this morning. The bike is described as a 2007 Yamaha PW50. It is blue and white with chrome exhaust and the number 22 on the side and front plates. Anyone with information on the theft is asked to call the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office or Crime Stoppers. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack today announced the selection of 21 utilities for loans and grants to help rural businesses expand and create jobs. Six projects are in Iowa, and one of them will be in Atlantic. Cass Atlantic Development Director Russell Joyce says Atlantic Municipal Utilities has sponsored a grant through USDA Rural Development called the Rural Economic Development Loan and Grant Program, and they received word today they will receive a $300,000 grant.
There's two parts. One part of it is a loan, and the other part of it can be a grant. And the grant is from the USDA for $300,000. And then the local municipal has to put in 20% or $60,000 to create a $360,000 revolving loan fund.
Joyce said that loan fund can be used to build a building, create jobs, or expand a business.
You know, the application, you need to tell them what you would like to do with the money, and we said we'd like to either build a spec building or loan a prospect the money at low interest to help them get a building constructed to create, you know, 15, 20 jobs. And then when that money is paid back to AMU, then it can be loaned out again and again. So, in fact, be a permanent revolving loan fund that we can use here.
The supervisors recently approved running sewer and water to the north side of town near the urban renewal area for the needs of any future prospects. And Joyce said they have been talking to a potential prospect about a possible project in the area. Demolition of the old Lewis Fire Station should be wrapped up by the end of the week. Chris Hewton Earth Moving began tearing down the old structure on Monday to make room for the new facility that will be constructed on the same site.
They're just finishing up the demolition of our old building. When that's cleared off, we'll have a company come in and he has to plug and cap an old well. That's cleared off. There'll be some dirt work, some site work to be done, and we'll move on from there.
Lewis Mayor Don Coer said the old facility was built in the early 70s, and it was time for an upgrade.
It was built in the early 70s, and wear and tear on it. One of the main reasons was just it was so small we couldn't get adequate equipment in it. Trucks are longer, equipment's larger, so we were having to get use kind of hand-me-down stuff just to get by, and we wanted to just basically upgrade.
Coer said the estimated cost of the project is around $300,000. The new fire station will also include restrooms and a meeting room. A neighboring farmer has volunteered to house the equipment during the construction process. The Iowa Farm Bureau Federation is recognizing a longtime Griswold business. Schuler Manufacturing, the maker of feed wagons, has been named the Iowa Farm Bureau's Federation Renew Rural Iowa Entrepreneur of the Month. The company, owned by Dorland Schuler and his wife, has been in operation for 49 years. The company manufactures cattle feed mixers, feed wagons, and other mixer equipment for the feedlot and dairy industry. The company employs 40 seasoned workers. And Cass County native Kate Olson began her work as the Cass County Program Coordinator on June 20th. Olson is replacing Bill Dre, who has been the Shared Program Coordinator for Cass and Montgomery counties for the past year and a half. Dre is retiring from his work with ISU Extension and Cass County effective July 1st. For news you can depend on, I'm Mandy Bellings.